Once upon a time, in a town not too far from here, there was a middle-aged man. He was considered one who had questionable character. Some called him a thief, and some called him other things we can't mention here. Bernie was an IRS agent. Now, Bernie was given an assignment by his boss at the IRS to investigate a local business. The IRS had some red flags, and it was Bernie's job to make sure this local company was following the tax code. The owner of the local business, receiving the IRS notice, called the champion of conservatism. None other than... You guessed it, Pastor Bob. Pastor Bob was the leader of the local conservative movement as well as being a pastor. He spoke out for freedom and the rights of individuals. He spoke out against the corrupt government and the Obama administration. He spoke out against socialism and other political and social evils. He was especially against the IRS. Well, the day came for Bernie's appointment with the local business regarding their tax situation. Bernie arrived at the location and noticed that there was a large gathering. Picketers with signs and angry protesters marching. Bernie immediately got nervous. He had been in this situation before. Pastor Bob was at the head of this group. He spoke about freedom and spoke against the oppressive acts of government. Meanwhile, Bernie nervously made his way toward the entrance. As soon as Bernie reached the door, Pastor Bob stood in his way. Pastor Bob was full of anger at Bernie. He yelled at him for being an agent of oppression and a traitor. Others who were patriotic and pushing America's Christian heritage also hurled insults at Bernie. Things were getting dicey. Now, it just so happened that this local business was right next door to a local contractor's office. His name is Contractor LJ. What a coincidence. Contractor LJ was not very popular with his conservative neighbor because the contractor, for some reason, would not join in the pickets and demonstrations against the local government. Contractor LJ, hearing the ruckus outside of his workshop, came out to see what the hubbub was all about. As he walked outside, he saw poor Bernie surrounded by the Christian conservatives who were angrily insulting him, piously, of course. Contractor LJ walked over toward the crowd, and as Contractor LJ came closer, Pastor Bob noticed him over the rim of his blowhorn as he was shouting. Pastor Bob had dealt with this man before, for Contractor LJ had led many people away from his church, and on one occasion, Pastor Bob had Contractor LJ at his home. Pastor Bob was still mad about the incident with Donna the slut. Donna, by the way, is a changed woman now and doing well. She doesn't go to church, and that really upsets Pastor Bob. Well, anyway, Contractor LJ went through the crowd and ignored the yelling and screaming and approached Bernie, the IRS agent. Bernie, fearing for his life, wondered who this man was approaching him. But something was different. He wasn't angry, and he seemed to have love in his eyes. As Contractor LJ put his hand on Bernie's shoulder, the crowd all of a sudden went into a deep silence. Contractor LJ, with his hand on Bernie's shoulder, leaned forward and whispered in his ears, "I do not condemn you. You are loved." Bernie broke down. He had never experienced this kind of acceptance before at a conservative gathering. Pastor Bob and the moral majority were looking on with astonishment. They did not want Bernie to feel love. They wanted him to feel shame. Then Contractor LJ said to Pastor Bob, "Hey Bob, Scripture says, remind them to be subject to sovereignties and authorities, not picket them. It says to be yielding, not fighting. It says to be ready for every good work, not harassing people, and to be speaking evil of no one. What did you say about Bernie, Bob? What did you call him? What did you call President Obama? Is that speaking evil of no one? And it also says to display all meekness toward all humanity. All humanity, Bob. Is this demonstration a display of meekness, Bob? Bob, no moral majority political agenda can get around Scripture. But you are more interested in your pocketbook, Bob, than all humanity. You are more concerned about your so-called rights than humanity. Bob, religion without God's Spirit is more vicious than any government and tax code. Remember the Pharisees, Bob. You called Bernie names when he needs love. You called Bernie a sinner, yet he is justified. You think you're righteous, Bob, therefore you're not justified, despite your seminary education." Bernie had tears streaming down his face as he listened to Contractor LJ. Bernie said, "I believe in a Savior who died for me." Contractor LJ replied, "You got it, Bernie. Love can do what politics can never do." This is Dan Sheridan with PaulsEvangel.com.